All right, baby.
It's coffee time, baby. Yeah.
All right, this is where you dance.
Already.
There you go. There you go. There. Drink it. There
Nothing
you
in
go.
Here, but you believe me.
There you go.
You finished that quick.
Yeah, that's me. I'm not good with moderation. Just
porking it down.
Yeah. Oh my God, we both have a rose tattoo in the same spot.
Look at us.
What?
Whoa.
Wow.
Nice.
What does that mean?
Ooh, ah.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but I'm getting worried now.
What's yours for?
I have 4 tattoos. I have my son's name, my mom, my wife here, and the rose because I liked it.
Oh, okay, that's cute.
Very no meaning. Good.
We'll get into that right after the intro. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
I'm Heath.
I'm Zane.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we have our lovely, lovely boob guest, Josh Peck.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on.
How exciting.
This is so exciting.
Who dropped out?
I don't want to say any names.
This was the last minute.
So someone's supposed to be before you, but rescheduled. So now we flipped you guys.
Okay.
But even if you didn't show, we probably would have just been the 4 of us.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not like such a plan B, but like we're like, hey, maybe he'll be down.
I love
for a last
plan
minute.
B.
Come on.
We also get really uncomfortable asking people to be on the show.
Yeah,
it's hard for us.
Oh, I get scared.
I hate it too. Like even asking for my own, I'm the rejection.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm always like, you don't need, and if you don't want to, you don't have to. And I'm totally cool with
it's
it.
It's hard when you're not like the biggest deal. You don't have like that like confidence.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want people to feel obligated to come on, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I'll DM people and they'll leave me on scene. I'll send them a whole thing. We're so excited to have you. I'll leave our link to our show and just leaves on scene. It's really sad.
So
it
thank
crushes
you for coming
spirit.
On.
It's an honor. And I did a podcast for 120 episodes. It was purely interview based. And I got really lucky. Like I had on like big wave surfer Laird Hamilton and Zach Braff. And
wow.
Like interesting, cool people. But I certainly ran into that where like people just iced me or people would say they do it and then cancel on the day or not even like show up and not apologize. And then, but weirdly, I stopped doing it over a year ago. But randomly, famous people that I've texted or like that I've DM'd will now see the DM like a year later.
Oh.
Marissa Tomei hit me up last month that was like ready for the podcast. I said, it's over, Marissa. Yeah.
You bring it back for one episode.
It's like, oh man.
It's because a lot of these celebrities, they wait till they have to promote something. We've learned that too. Mm-hmm. Unless they have something that they're about
that
to release,
they want to push.
Then it's like, but you should just go on a podcast for fun just because it's fun to do.
Yeah. But you also just started a new podcast again.
I did Male Models with our good friend. Oh, it's Joe Volpe.
Oh, so you're the only one I've never called him that.
Oh, it's Joe.
Wait, can I tell you guys something really embarrassing pertaining to DMing celebrities?
Oh yeah.
So I'm doing a few episodes of this show, How I Met Your Father, with Hilary Duff.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Really cool. It's been great. Hilary Duff, Josh Peck, you know, you're
Is it like a spinoff of
Iconic.
How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And didn't you love that show or no?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, good. Oh, cool. Okay.
Good, cool.
Nice.
So I randomly we took this photo together on set and I didn't have her phone number. And so I like DM'd her because we follow each other on Instagram. I was like, yo, like, will you send me that photo? Here's my number if that's easier. Forgetting that years ago I had hit her up to be on my podcast.
Oh.
Twice.
Not once.
The standard, like, hey, Hillary, great to meet you. I'm Josh Peck. And now we're like kind of contemporaries. But before I was just like some sweaty dude asking her to be on my podcast.
Yeah,
so she writes me back. She goes, oh, here's the photo. And also, sorry, I never did your podcast.
I thought she would be easy because I felt like back then you guys were all in contact all the time. Like Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, you guys had a whole big group chat.
Yeah.
You guys were constantly talking to each other.
Was there a rivalry?
No. I mean,
tension?
Like if Zach and Cody, like if I saw them at the mall, like we would start getting into like a breakdance battle.
Yeah. Like those really cringy TikTok.
Shit. I don't think so. I mean, yeah, not really. It just was, it's weird when I look back. There's like a photo of me with Little Romeo and Emma Roberts. And I'm just like,
what a fun dynamic.
Wow.
Is Little Romeo that guy that we saw in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, that's him. Okay. There's so many.
No, that was Bow Wow.
That was Bow Wow. You see, fuck.
Oh, that was Bow Wow.
Bow Wow's
still doing okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for Bow Wow.
He was just DJing in Vegas a few months ago when we went.
Did he get in trouble for the fake private jet photo?
I don't know if he got in trouble, but I definitely...
It was embarrassing.
People talked about it for sure.
Yeah. It was a fake jet, right? Or was it...
It was... I forget what the whole situation was, but he like took a picture like flexing with a jet, but it wasn't his, and like he didn't go on it.
Someone posted the next day of him in like a regular economy seat.
Yeah.
So they put that the two together, and they're like, "Yo, you're not sitting in first class. You're sitting in
like C boarding group on Southwest."
Do you ever feel pressure to have to fly first class or private?
Funny enough, once I because like I will sometimes treat myself to a first class flight. I won't lie to you guys.
Yeah.
But other times where it's like egregiously expensive, I'll be like, I'm okay in economy plus.
Right.
Yeah.
And I flew once from LA to New York and I was, you know, fine on economy plus, loving life. And someone tweeted like, yikes, what happened to Josh Peck?
It's the worst. Like if you don't fly first class, people are like, oh, he must not be doing well.
Right.
And then it'll go viral because people would think like, you know, it's just like something to make fun of. But then if you like, I feel like if you fly private or first class,
they're like, oh, like, okay, big shot. Right. It's like you never win. You can
Since
never
when
win.
Is it uncool to save money?
Yeah.
Right. We're all going to the same place.
Remember when we flew to Utah and a TikTok went out of me in the back of the plane in economy?
Yeah.
And people were just like, Zane in the car. I was just sitting next to this random dude, and this person, his friend was filming him in the backseat, but not because I was sitting next to him. He was just filming his friend.
And you just happened to be in
the
frame.
And I just happened to be right next to him in economy. It was just like,
that's
first
funny.
Off, is that Zane? Oh, he's in economy? He's like, yeah, I'm in economy.
It makes you feel like bad. Like, am I doing something wrong? And, then, and then you fly first class and they're like, they're entitled.
Can't win.
It was an hour and a half flight. It was a quick flight. So, or 2 hours. It was a quick flight.
You're humble.
Like,
you're grounded.
Exactly.
In the air.
That's a fun question for everyone. What is like a humble bargain that you don't mind making? That's just like for me, like if I go and do like a college gig in a random town, like in Indiana or whatever.
Yeah.
I love a Marriott Courtyard. A nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Renovated.
I'm the same way.
The continental breakfast.
I love a good Holiday mm-hmm. Inn. They have the best continental breakfast.
And I don't feel like I'm slumming it. I feel like this is clean. It's lovely. It's $180 for
the
night.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right?
I love a good chain restaurant. You know,
yes.
I want something that I can rely on. You know, it's not the most amazing, innovative cuisine ever, but I just want to be in a booth
it just feels
and feel
like family.
Safe and served with reasonable prices.
Let me just sit in a Sizzler.
Yeah.
You know?
Give me a chili.
Pizza Hut buffet.
Don't get me started on Sizzler. I go nuts.
I also think the
good
employees
buffet.
In like normal places like are just so much more welcoming and like
real.
They feel real. Like it's obviously nice to treat yourself once in a while and like go to like a nice place, but it just feels like they're very like I can't relate to them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I like when the waiter or the waitress doesn't know the menu really. You're like, what would you recommend? They're like,
I don't know.
Honestly, I don't eat here.
I don't
even. I honestly
I
like that.
Here. That's my favorite. I don't eat here. It's like
remember that one spot we went to in Hawaii and who wanted to order the fish and she was like, don't.
I love that. I love that. When they could be like super honest about it.
I love it.
Rather than, oh, this is actually steamed in a creme brulee sauce with a this, that. And you're like, It's not tickling me.
Right.
Yeah, it's not for me.
But
yeah.
Sometimes it's fun to get the food that they don't recommend because you're like, ooh, I got to try this for myself.
See how bad it is.
Exactly.
I love an amenable waiter who like, if it's not good, they go, I told you, I'll take it.
Yeah.
You're like, great.
So you now have a podcast with Joe.
Oh yeah, talk
male,
about that.
Male models.
Male models.
Okay.
It's bite-sized. It's 25 minutes.
Oh,
there's
great.
There's no theme whatsoever except like topics, things. I call myself Tammy Topics because I just think of things during the week. And I'm like, I want to talk about this. So you can get it on Spotify and only Spotify because Apple has a vendetta against us.
Wait, oh, really?
Why?
No, I don't want to put that out there. Tim Cook, you know I love you. But like
the fact that you know somebody at Apple.
Like, I don't fucking remember.
I just know his name.
Like, that's funny.
We're just like, we've been trying to sign up on the Apple store for like 2 weeks now and we just are we getting rejected?
Wait, you're not able to like make an account on
Apple? It's weird. I'm using my iCloud. Maybe
did we need to get approved to put our podcast
I think there was a wait process to get it onto Apple.
Oh,
and I know they're definitely delayed because when we switched our channel logo out,
oh,
it took No joke. I think like a 3 years. Season.
No, he just it took like 2-3 years
just to get it to change.
It's well, there's 2 million podcasts,
right? We're not at the top of the list.
No, I mean, but you guys are the 1% doing like incredibly well. Like, who's doing podcasts for themselves? They're like, I've got 13 listeners. Uh-huh. This is just what
there's
I
there's quite a few.
I love rich. That though.
Yeah,
I think that's the craziest thing.
It takes a lot.
It's commendable.
Of- I guess, yeah. Like, when are you bordering on a madman when you're performing for no one?
But that I feel like them is like they genuinely are doing it for themselves.
Or for like their career or something to have on a resume, just saying like, hey, I do podcasts. Right. Yeah, not a big audience, but I do it. I know how to edit it. I know how to upload it.
Mm-hmm. That could help them be on a show that's already established.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a good.
Just to have under your belt.
Exactly.
You know?
So you guys get a massive Joe Rogan-esque, I love asking this question, like Spotify deal tomorrow, like 100 milli a year.
Oof.
Hell
spread
yeah.
Four ways.
Who? Right.
You guys.
We do.
Us?
I don't think.
He said hypothetically, like.
Let's hypothetically.
Yeah.
Like, got it. Okay.
What do we do?
Sam was like, no, we did.
We got the deal.
No, I thought you were saying we were worth that much. I'm like, no, baby. No, we are not.
What's the purchase? Like, what's the first purchase? What's the next, like, 30 days look like?
I think bigger set.
New desk. New desk.
I think we would just make sure that we have, like, the coolest, best set, the best equipment, the best team running.
We'd hire a full production team.
We are a one-man show.
Devin turns around. He's like, we would get people to help us.
He's been great.
Yeah, just up the ante on the show, like kind of make it bigger, make it feel better.
Yeah.
And then.
Right. I think overall it would just go back into work.
Yeah.
All of it?
No.
I would that would be our priority.
Right.
And
okay.
then I think the second thing I would do is I'd give a lot of money to my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have a few kids. I don't know. Have nothing to do.
We're ready. Definitely get my parents out of Florida, go retire them and let them travel and enjoy the world. Get them a camper, like a nice RV.
But they're already in Florida. You can't get them out of there to retire.
No, they hate it. They're so ready to go.
Yeah, my parents are done too.
Where do they want to go?
They're going to Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
You know, my mom was thinking that too, but she changed
her
mind.
It's so cheap.
Nashville?
Yeah. It's a town called Reliance. It's in the Cherokee National Forest.
Interesting.
There's nobody there. But yeah, they love that. They just don't want to see anybody.
Fascinating.
Nice.
What would you buy?
It's, you know what? I love thinking about getting an absurd amount of, like, I'm like, what if I invested in Bitcoin like in 2012? Like, sometimes I'll think about that through a whole 1 hour workout.
It's like depressing.
Yeah. I get mad that I didn't know about it or how to do it. And I just missed out on it.
And I think it's going to haunt me for the rest of my life. I'm going to be at a cookout at like my kids, like friend's parents' house. And I'm just like, shit. And I'm like, so how do you, you know, get this? And he's going to be like, Bitcoin. You didn't do it? Like, it's, yeah, that's just going to haunt me at a cookout.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those things.
Of our time, right? Because like when people go like, oh, I invested in IBM in 1950. I'm like, good, you old fuck.
Yeah.
Congrats. Like, but Bitcoin was created while we were like, and we were like at the proper age to do it, like young enough to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it either.
And it's crazy knowing that if we like put literally half our savings into it, we could have.
But
it,
like, then you're looking at it like it's gambling.
I know.
We
I know.
Lose it all.
But then these wealthy communities are going to be just these crypto winners. You know, it's not like the integrity of being like a lawyer or a doctor.
That's what I'm saying.
Or a huge CEO. It's just going to be like, oh yeah, we just got lucky. Like, huh?
Yeah, I bought these coins that don't exist. Yeah. But I feel that way with the whole NFT world. I don't understand it, but people are making so much money off of it, and I don't want to miss the wave again. I feel like this is such like a pivotal like moment for the crypto space.
And we're just talking to somebody that was at an NFT convention. He's like, it was insane. There are so many people that are so thrilled and fucking ecstatic to make all this money, but there's no money yet. It's like, there's no.
Could you buy the NFT? Like, they need an NFT store. Like, I would go like to a store to go
everything
buy NFT.
So
when I get on like the computer, I'm like, market. Where? So wait, where? Like, NFT. I have to have three different applications open.
Because you've seen like the shitty pixel NFTs where it's like boxes everywhere. Right. How, like, so are they looking at these NFTs and going, these pixels aren't right. Then don't buy this one. It's like, how do you know which
hype.
Pixels
it's just hype.
Are good? It's hype. So it's based on the person that's buying it.
It's whatever people think is valuable with this token thing. It doesn't make sense, which is why.
So I think it's the person who's behind it. It's like wearing a big brand name. It's a normal shirt, but it says. I was about to say Vogue, but
it's like the Supreme of crypto.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
I saw a TikTok though. He's like, is it just me or do all these NFTs just look like stickers you would put on a bong? just these punk monkeys and stuff. You're like, what the hell? I don't even want to own that.
But I feel like those are the people that are buying this shit. It's just like stoner kids sitting there like. Buying coins.
Yeah.
But I love it at the same time. I think it's the most interesting thing in the world.
I love seeing them post tweets saying, oh my God, I just sold my NFT for $250,000. I'm like, what? that's fucking insane that someone bought it and then you sold it for it.
It's gaming with stakes, right? Like when I was in my early 20s, I remember World of Warcraft was the thing.
That was your thing?
Not mine, but because I was never smart. I've never been smart enough or had the attention span for real games. Yeah. But, people were like, they were teenagers dying at the computer screen like this, literally dropping dead from playing World of Warcraft for 3 days straight and not eating or drinking. And then now they've just created gaming, but with stakes. Now there's actual money involved.
Right.
So it's very exciting. I mean, I don't understand it at all. It makes me resentful. I feel like they're speaking another language. Yeah.
I try not to think about it because it stresses me out. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy for them.
I love watching gamers get stressed out, though. any kid that's just yelling and breaking his computer.
That was
I'm
me.
I'm watching the whole clip.
I used to be really big into Halo. The new one just came out.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a movie.
Halo?
Yeah. I saw it promoted. I was like, oh, they made a movie.
They were going to make a movie. They put a whole trailer out and then they never did it.
No, they made a show.
But then they did a spinoff, which wasn't actually the movie.
But they're making a show. I think.
I hope they come out with
it. Oh, so they are making a show now. I saw the trailer for that because it looked like a fucking movie. It did not look like a game. If it was a game, that's crazy fucking graphics.
This used to be my shit, though. I used to play tournaments. I used to be big into it. And I was a pretty big kid when I was younger. And my parents called
it. I can't relate.
You know what I'm talking about. But I lost all my weight from being addicted to video games because I was that kid that would be up 3 days and I just wouldn't eat.
If it was Dance Dance Revolution, I'd get it.
No, it was just starvation.
Perfect.
Yeah. Is that how you lost your weight too?
Dance Dance Revolution and Nintendo Wii.
DDR.
Oh, man. And the kids who would go hard body karate and the arcade plant.
Oh,
dripping in sweat, with how's a Gatorade in between levels. Oh, man. I was this level of commitment's not for me, but I can respect it.
Oh, gosh. I remember being at an arcade one time and there was this girl I really liked and I was doing DDR, but I wanted her to see me play DDR. And I was standing there waiting for her to come around.
Always want them to see how good you are when you're on those games.
Yeah, they're like, go, go. I'm like, wait, where is she? Just leaning up against that bar.
The rail.
You're on level easy. It's yo, Matt.
I never, my mom is a single mom, so she wouldn't come to a lot of my sporting events. Sometimes when she would, welcome to my life. But when she would, I would never perform. Not never. I would literally say to my teammates, I'm like, pass me the ball, my mom's watching.
Oh.
And then I put it up and just brick, shake, nothing.
That's where your mom stopped going. She went once, she was like, I can't do this.
He sucks.
All the parents are looking at me, I can't be here.
Oh man, I wanted to perform so much.
I feel like there's nothing worse than being a parent of a wrestler. I used to wrestle in high school and there's nothing more embarrassing than about to be pinned and you look up and you see your dad just looking at you and you're just just being outmanned by another person and then you're just arms twisted back about to break and you're just looking up. My grandparents were there and I'm just it is the most embarrassing thing in the world to lose a wrestling match in front of your family.
Who in this group do you think will be that parent where they're the annoying sports parents screaming at their kids, screaming at the coach?
Are you kidding me? Matt with his family, turtle versus family.
I feel like you were really competitive in a sport world and you would be there cheering your kid
Matt,
on like
you
that.
You are a winner.
It depends.
Oh, there's a difference between cheering them on and being crazy. I was thinking about the crazy parents who are yelling at the coach and yelling at their kid.
Not like that.
I thought that's what you were saying. Oh,
no, I am. I'm saying all of it. Like that Just the annoying parent, like the obnoxious. Oh.
I want to go to like cheerleading competitions and then like judge and my daughter be on the best one and then like hating on all the other squad. Yeah, that's like their routine was what not were they good. Saying their about moves you? Were off. Like that's what I want to be that cocky, like, oh, our team's better.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You call those that competitions a double backhand are crazy spring? To watch.
Oh my God.
Don't be that. I'm very conscious of this with my son where like he's almost three and he's my kid, right? So he's pretty verbal for a 3-year-old. Like he's, if he has a talent, it's like, oh, he's, and parents will say on the playground, like, wow, your kid's so verbal. And I'll be like, hey, he's probably stupid in other ways. I try to level it out because I don't want to be, that was one of the greatest jokes I've ever heard because parents will hype their kids up so much. Like little Johnny, he's really the greatest. You should see what he does. And someone said, in your opinion.
Yeah.
Right.
In your opinion, he's the greatest. Yeah. So I just don't want to be that parent at all. I don't want to even, I probably won't root for him at his game. So just sit there quietly. And once we get in the car, I'll be like, good job, buddy. You want a happy meal?
It makes him better. It makes him want to do better.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than like a child bragger, like a parent that just theirs is the greatest because everybody thinks that and nobody wants to hear about anybody else's kid. Mm-hmm. You're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mine's reading already.
Great. I bet you mine will get there.
Everybody learns at their own pace. Okay.
Right. This is fascinating to me. And I throw it in the faces of parents who like have a 7-year-old who's like playing baseball, like 8 hours a day at seven. I had this guy, David Epstein, on my podcast, and he's a sports scientist, basically. And he wrote a whole book called Range about how, like, it actually doesn't matter for 90% of sports whether you get your kid in at, like, 5 or 15. If they're meant to be, like, Roger Federer or, like, LeBron, they will be no matter what. And he also said, if your kid is the best ever at 10, it means zero. It means nothing because if LeBron has been like playing video games and at 15 decides to pick up a basketball,
it's pretty crazy.
He will so quickly house your little loser kid who's been doing it since they were 5, but they just don't have it. Like they don't have the talent. Like he will, like little LeBron who never played sports at 15 will catch up to your kid in like 6 weeks.
Wow.
If they've been playing for a decade.
So are you saying because I sucked at soccer all my life, I could come back now and I could be like a superstar?
No, you just don't have the talent.
Oh, I just don't have it.
If it's not in you, it's not in you.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine.
We got the podcast.
Yeah, I was definitely the kid that nobody wanted on their team when I was playing soccer. It was so sad. I don't think my parents even like to look at me because they're like so embarrassed. To
fucking. So which one is your kid? I'm actually just here watching. I don't own any of them.
I know Max is 2, 2.5. How old? Yeah. But does he have any interests? Or are you just like, oh, wow, he can really.
Yeah, my son Max has never met a ball he didn't like. Like, he's obsessed with sports. And my father-in-law was a quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
So I'm so, because I'm so uncourt. Like, I'm totally the musical theater kid. Matt, I know you get
it. Oh, yeah. I identify.
So there's, like, real hope for my kid that he might actually be, like, kind of funny and athletic, which would be.
Oh, man.
What a mix.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's one thing. It's one thing to be good at a thing, but, like, what if you're the whole package? What if you're Tom Brady?
You're going to have one of those.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mariah. God bless you.
Oh, I have another question.
I think she wants to take your baby.
Yeah. Like, where is he? Zane last night was like, I forgot to tell him to bring the baby. I'm so sorry. Like,
she really wanted Max to call. I was like, I'll text him now. It might be late. I'll text him now. And he's like, he's in school. Yeah, he's at is daycare a preschool? Like, what is he in now?
We call it preschool, but it's kind of daycare.
It's daycare. Yeah. Okay. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, obviously, we're in the middle of the school year. Of course, we'll be in priest.
Was Max named after Max Cable?
I was going to ask that.
Stop. Hey, you guys.
Did it cross your mind at all when you named him?
It did not.
Oh, bullshit.
And then I guess there was an episode of Drake and Josh, which also we took care of a baby, and the baby's name was Max.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, and a lot of people asked me that as well, and I was like, no, I haven't even. I just think we liked it.
He looks like a Max.
Yeah.
He's Max.
Paige never told you, but she named it Max because of that episode. But we'll never tell you that. We'll never.
My wife's the ultimate Drake and Josh fan.
She has to be, I think.
Because
I bet she probably, makes it seem like she does not like care that much. I think. Closeted.
Yeah. Do you understand how many of us watched that show religiously when we were all younger? It's crazy.
Pretty crazy.
There's no way she has not like sat there and watched every episode. I don't believe it.
She says no. She said her younger sister loved it. And so in like a tertiary, I was on the sidelines way. She, of course, knew of it.
But yeah.
My wife's pretty cool, so I can imagine her at whatever age she was, like watching, I don't know,
Discovery. Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
It's wild though that she like had exposure to you, her future husband, before like years before knowing
it's
that,
weird.
That's gonna be your husband. Like that's just because you know a lot of times when people fall in love, they just didn't know each other and then they met.
Right.
But knowing of somebody before being with them is just, I don't know, to me trippy.
Yeah, it's a weird. I remember when I would like and. I don't know how this will sound, but I love you guys. Yeah. I'll put myself out there. Like, I remember when I would date girls before I met my wife, and like, sometimes, and like, here's the thing, like, obviously, I know what Drake and Josh is, and it's like, it's not the greatest thing in the world. It's not the worst. It's just like, but it was very present because when we grew up, there wasn't really YouTube. There wasn't a thousand things to watch. There was like Disney Channel and Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
So there was a good chance if we're close in age and you had a childhood, Drake and Josh was somewhere in your awareness.
Yeah. Right.
Somewhere
yeah.
in your home.
Yeah.
Because it was always on in mine.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
And so relatable because you're either closer to Drake's character or closer to Josh's character. Like when you're in school, you feel like you're one of those kids. And I think it was like easy to relate to that. I was closer to your character for the show.
That's why we connect.
No, you were 100% a Drake, to Drake. Everybody loved you in high school.
In high school, I definitely got cooler. But like growing up when I was watching Drake and Josh, I was,
middle school.
We both had the glow up. You know what I mean?
I get that.
So like I kind of grew with the show.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But I would like, I remember when I would go on, like I would date a girl and they would say, oh, you're an actor? Like I had no idea. And I'm like, listen, I'm not shit. Like I don't have to act like I'm anything, right?
Yeah. But
like,
you know damn well.
You know who the fuck I am. Like, or like, you know that I'm like the loser from that show. But like, can we not play this game? And then of course, like two or three dates later, it would be revealed. She'd be like,
okay,
actually I like you. Yeah. I'm like, hug me, brother. I'm having a good time. Let's order the pizookie. Like, no pizookie for you. You're a liar. Like, we have no trust.
Oh shit, that's so good.
How'd you and Paige meet?
My wife and I, we met at a Halloween party not far from here in the beautiful San Fernando Valley randomly. And she said she didn't look at me once during the party. I think she looked at me a few times.
It's because you had a mask on. She couldn't see your face.
It's true. And I asked for a phone number. Like it was very old fashioned kind of.
Nice. Yeah.
Classic.
And now we've been together. Well, like, we've been dating for 10 years.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How long are you married?
Married for 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies, huh?
So, you guys, what's going on?
Yeah, we've been together for 4 years now.
Me and Matt have been roommates for like 4 years.
Very long time.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's fun. I don't know about everyone. Like, I think everyone has a different sort of level to it. But for me, like, I feel like I was born to be this age. Like 35, married with a kid.
It's perfect.
It's like the traditional lifestyle that we all want. Yeah.
I remember you told me something when you had your son that it unlocked a part of your brain that you didn't even know existed. You just like instantly, as soon as you saw him, it was just like your world changed right in front of your eyes and you like didn't have that until he came out.
Yeah.
And Jason like that is crazy to me.
It's like you're handed keys to a city that's already been built. You just never got to see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo.
It's very fun.
That's nice.
Maybe I need a kid, not shrooms.
Are you microdosing?
It's not working. It's like gummies, but you're supposed to take the real thing, and I'm not doing the real thing. It's like those gummies.
Mushroom gummies?
With like psilocybin in it.
And you don't feel any difference?
No, I stopped taking them.
But he's never done like shrooms, so I don't know like what he's feeling. I want to take it. I'll do it today. I'll do it.
Just
today.
Take the whole. Yeah, take.
We
the whole
saw thing. A difference for a little bit when you were taking.
Did you?
Like, that first day.
There's
you did
a no way. Because I was skipping days and shit. So like because I know you'd be really.
Yeah, but
strict
imagine
on
if you were consistent. The change. If we already noticed a change.
I definitely saw you.
Just awareness.
Okay, I'm gonna double line dose.
Yeah. Go for it.
He comes in here just.
OD'd. Okay, hold on.
Mushrooms. I don't regret having taken them, but I've had. I remember I once tried to go to sleep on mushrooms, which is never.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
But I took like a proper like knucklehead dose.
Oh God! Oh, you took
3.5.
You heroed?
I don't know. I heroed adjacent. I was like, yeah, I was
bordering
like,
on the hero dose.
I didn't take a Batman dose, but I took a Robin dose.
Okay. Oh.
That did not sound like English to me. Those past two sentences.
Batman,
like,
Robin dosage hero.
A heroic dose.
I need like a Terrence translator. McKenna says, yeah. Matt, you need to be translating in this ear.
So hero dose means that he took way too much.
Hero's dose is like I want to have a full exit from my consciousness. I mean, I'm sure there's like psychedelic nerds who would say I'm describing this poorly.
Right.
But like a hero dose is like, I'm fully committed to this trip. I'm not going to do anything else.
It'll rock your world for sure. Yeah. In a good way though, too.
Yeah.
It's like 3.5 grams, right? Yeah. Somewhere over there.
An eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. I know you know.
I'm surprised.
I know you know.
I'm surprised that people want to go like, there's always time when people that want to take shrooms for the first time, they go all the way to like Joshua Tree and like random place or a new place they've never been to. In my head, I'm like, why don't you just do it in your own home, in the comfort of your own home with friends? It's crazy that like people always want to go in this like crazy wild adventure.
Isn't it
the first time?
I think it's supposed to be like your connection with like Earth. You have like a greater appreciation. Yeah,
but then I've heard I've heard some are nightmares, but you're like in a random place.
Imagine being in the desert at night and there's just like coyotes howling and like, you're just like,
yeah, you need, I like, need that's risky. I need facilities. I need like to know I can use like a toilet.
Yeah, rehab
and
center.
Like if I needed to take a shower. Like
imagine being on like a ship in like a lightning storm and like imagine going through that while on a hero dose.
Uh-huh. I no way.
You need like a you need an escort. Like you need like you need a chaperone to be like, I've had buddies who've started going dark and someone who understands like the mushroom, like when people do ayahuasca, right?
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be like super reparative and like help you tremendously. But that's why you do it with the shaman, because they'll see you going dark and they'll be like, come here, honey.
Yeah, that's
you
nice.
Like, have to go there.
Yeah.
Bring them, reel them back in a bit here.
Yeah.
Do you think they have those people on TaskRabbit when you're doing a drug test?
somebody to come sit with you?
Yeah, but just for any drug.
I'm sure somebody will do it.
I'm going to do mushrooms tonight. Does anybody want to come over and just like rub my back and make sure I don't have that trip?
Crystal meth shaman.
Yeah.
It's you're just good. A guy with a bunch of computer parts. Here you go.
They're there, child.
Yeah, yeah, you're good. You're good.
Some have a one. Sorry, though. Do not go to this guy.
Made my trip terrible.
He locked me in a closet for 5 hours. Do not go to him.
There is a hotline you can call that is literally just people there waiting for you to talk you down from a bad high.
Really?
Really?
This exists. Let's look it up.
Do they have that for drunk?
Get him on the phone.
Probably. I think it's like...
When you have the spins, support. I just call the shaman.
It's like, peer support hotline. That has to be it. Right? Firesideproject.org.
Imagine trying.
It's like for drugs in general. There's like
what a crazy job. Like, that's got to be so tough. Somebody's having like a crazy trip and you have to like get in there and calm them down.
Yeah.
While they're like thinking crazy things. That's got to be so hard to talk to somebody in that state.
Right.
Like, that takes a certain person that can kind of connect with you on that.
Can you just chat with them though? Because like the worst is like, I've done like mushrooms one time and I was with Todd, but Todd was like on his phone and I was like, Todd, I need to talk to you because I'm having all these thoughts, not like scary thoughts, but I was just like, I don't know, like I had just a lot of ideas and stuff, and like luckily though there were like two people that were there, like Ray, and I was like so happy he
you
was
just
there.
Wanted out of your system so you don't forget,
because I just felt like a loony that I was just like in my own head and I'm like, I need to talk to someone. That's actually really great though. I would like call that just to get something out.
Let's all name best and worst person to do psychedelics with, dead or alive.
In this room or just in general?
Max Keeble.
Come on. Like, you don't want to do psychedelics with Hitler, right? Because
no.
Like,
oh, Jesus.
Like, Austin, I mean, tripping? That's like, are you tripping?
A given.
Oh, Ben Shapiro for sure.
The words would just be coming out.
Yeah. We're on psychedelics right now. This is mushrooms. This
I'm
is complete...
totally tripping, and the government's going to shit.
Yeah.
Jonah and Susie.
Oh, hell no.
Good. Good.
But, wait, but which? Both Susie the... bad, Jonah
both?
Good?
No.
Both?
No. Absolutely no.
Out of my house.
Susie cackling.
I just, because the way they spit ideas every 5 seconds, it's like, almost like they're on shrooms already. So imagine them like on shrooms. It would be a nightmare.
They're a lot to deal with sober. So I couldn't imagine being uncomfortable in my own head.
In the middle of the desert, like in Joshua Tree, that's
They're also adorably needy.
Yeah.
And so like Susie would be like, that's a good idea, right? Like, stop asking me that.
Like, right?
We should go jump off that cliff, right? Take me with.
What about someone interesting like Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris would be great to do it with.
Practicing kickboxing while you're training.
What's her name? She's in Ma. What's her name? Octavia Spencer. I would do shrooms with Octavia Spencer.
I would do anything with Octavia Spencer.
Have you met her?
No, but she seems lovely.
She seems fun.
And I once worked with a wardrobe person who had worked on a project with her, and I was like, oh, what's she like? And he said, she's the loveliest, and she loves a comfortable shoe. I said, enough said. I was like, same here.
I think she lives in this neighborhood.
She does?
I think so.
We got to get her on this seat.
That's the type of person whose house I'm looking up is Octavia. So I'm like, where does she live? Because I want to run into her and be like,
you're here too?
Yeah.
What about shrooms with Oprah?
Oh,
great.
I would do it at Oprah's house for sure.
No, because that would feel like doing like a mom. Just too much mom vibe that I'd just be like.
What's Josh?
Can we just talk about this turn that just happened here where my man goes, what about shrooms with Oprah?
I can see like the office pan. Like, like a Dwight Schrute moment.
Have you met her yet?
Never.
After all those years, no.
Do you think she knows I exist?
Absolutely.
She has to, yeah. Right? Because it was a whole, I feel like it was such a meme.
It's a thing.
All the celebrities are seeing those memes. Like, they can't miss it.
That was a missed opportunity, though.
Break the internet if you had a picture with her on your Instagram.
Yeah. And I think I would have to cry for the photo, which wouldn't be hard for me.
Yeah. No way.
I couldn't imagine. I don't know what I would say to her. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I've always imagined I would do shrooms with you. And I was wondering if we could like do that today.
What's her life like being on the mountaintop? Is it boring?
They say it's lonely at the top.
It's got to be. And she's been at the top for a long time.
A long time.
That's like Dolly Parton level. Like,
yeah.
Like, untouchable. No one will ever come close.
Oh, no.
But she's not doing her show, right?
Right.
Is she doing her magazine?
I think she does an interview. She's doing interview style.
She's like Barbara Walters level, where she just gets to interview the biggest people, I feel like, in the world when it happens.
Were you silent or were you silenced?
There you go.
Was that a question she asked?
Yeah, she said that to Meghan Markle.
What a crazy, like the difference.
Comparing what to interviewing Meghan Markle versus interviewing Josh?
No,
Peck?
Just
silent.
Silent and silenced.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good question, though.
Yeah.
Well, we should have a sign that says that, a neon.
She didn't come up with that in the moment. I don't care how great Oprah is. That was a writing
I've definitely
team.
Heard
don't
that
deny
before.
Her.
Like, someone like pitched that, and Oprah went, I'm saying that.
Alley-oop it.
Alley-oop it.
We're taking that.
I always like love the videos though of Oprah standing and she's like talking to the camera and it like I'm pretty sure she does all of her stuff in like one take, you know?
Yeah.
But it makes me nervous because I think like she's gonna forget something here.
Yeah.
You know? When she was talking about Adele, like Adele was like standing behind her. Did you see that one?
Recently? She was talking about her favorite songs.
Her favorite songs. Yes. And I'm like, come on, Oprah, do you know it? Cause like you feel like someone like Oprah just gets prepped right before. Mm. Like, make sure you plug in this new song.
Matt worries about the funniest thing.
I know.
You know what I mean though? I'm like, I want to see, though, the clip of Oprah fucking up, though. I want her to just be like, shit, okay,
no, wait,
do that again. What's the name of the song? What's the name of it? Okay, do it again. Like, I want to see that.
She did fuck up, and remember Adele just put out, like, One Night Only thing that came out a few days ago?
Devin, Oprah fucking up.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Adele came out with, like, the that show at the Observatory Tower.
Yeah. The one that,
and Oprah was there, and somebody got a clip of her singing along, but she was getting all the words wrong. So Adele was singing, and she's just...
Wait, that's Mariah Carey. When Mariah Carey was singing on Oprah, what's that Mariah Carey song? Shit, I forgot.
Christmas?
Something like that. And she's like going, she's getting the words wrong. Yeah.
But that was Oprah at that show.
She looks fantastic. Oh.
God, does she look good?
She looks so good.
But notice that the headline for this article is Oprah getting Adele's lyrics wrong is our favorite thing. Like, it might have been the HuffPost one, but it's people are like, oh, Oprah.
Yeah. Oprah.
Yeah.
Remember, have you seen the video, though, of like her and Ellen DeGeneres when they were talking about like the last time they went to a bank? Have you seen that?
No. Oh, wait. I think I did.
It's kind of cringy, though, because she's like, oh, yeah. Oh, it was probably like 20 years ago. Yeah, I just wanted to cash a $1 million check just to do it.
Just to walk in and do it. Yeah.
just to do it. And they're like laughing about it. But it was something that only super rich people would just think was funny.
It was a complete private conversation. Like that went public.
Yeah.
But what what bank, first of all?
Bank of America.
Imagine going there to deposit a check. You look over and Oprah. Yeah, it'll be $1 million.
Oprah's just in line going,
this is going to be fun for me.
You're like there to fight an overdraft charge. And yeah, Oprah's like, you're disputing me.
She's walking out giving people stacks of cash because she's like, I'll never be in here again. Might as well enjoy this moment.
You get $1 million. You get $1 million.
Can you imagine if that was an episode, though?
Look under your cubbies.
When was the last time you went to a bank?
I go to a bank, but I do the drive-through bank.
Okay.
Yeah. So I like them. Yeah. Oh, man.
Do they still give kids like lollipops and stickers? Do you know?
I don't know.
Bank of America does. Great.
I don't mind. I mean, do you have to be a kid?
I'll take one lollipop, please.
Yeah.
I'll take it in 20s and a cherry lollipop.
I'm going to cash this $1 million check. Get me a dum-dum.
Do a lot of people still go to the bank, though? Because I feel like you could do everything on your phone now. You could cash checks online. And you could.
I bet people over 40 still go to the bank.
I go every once in a while just to like.
Just to feel you alive.
You
do?
When's the last time you went to a bank?
He goes to the one down the street.
I got Chase on the corner, so.
Oh, hold on. Why would you go to Chase to grab cash out?
Makes cash out. Alive.
Check up on my safety deposit boxes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wait, bars of gold.
Can you tell him what you can't put in a safety deposit box?
Yeah, so I go there to do my safety deposit box, and he's like, just to let you know, you can't have any guns, drugs, or cash. And I go, I think I'm going to walk out.
What would you put in there?
Yeah, what?
Why can't you put cash?
Pictures of your family?
Like savings bonds and stuff.
Yeah, so bonds and like jewelry. Yeah,
you can't put jewelry. Oh, wait,
in every movie, there's fucking jewelry in these.
Zane, those are movies, Zane.
I know, but if they're showing a bunch of movies and it's illegal to do that, why would you even do that?
So you're not supposed to be putting that type of stuff in it, but you can. Nobody's in the room with you when you go in, so they don't know.
Oh, okay.
But hypothetically, if something did happen, they can go in and break the box open and just take whatever's in there.
And they're not liable.
They're not insured.
Yeah.
Got it.
Do they do the double key thing still where like the attendant has to open it and then you open it?
It's private.
Is it gloves and like the
It's not as cool as I thought it was going to be though.
Oh.
And the boxes are really little.
Because you can only fit like bonds and shit.
Yeah. Okay. Just little envelopes.
There was a safety deposit place in Beverly Hills recently that got raided by the FBI because it was literally just like a safe house for drug dealers and for gangsters.
Wow.
So every safety deposit box had drugs, guns, like all the good stuff.
Wow, that's fun.
Right?
Yeah.
Just one time. One time I'd like to know what it's...
You should put like fake weed and fake diamonds in there and just see like...
No!
Just to see. If they catch you and they call, you're like, why the fuck are you looking at my security deposit box?
I just picture them with like an x-ray scanner and they're just like going through and they can see whatever's in there.
I wonder if they're allowed to. Like employees are allowed to.
I think it'd be more fun to just put like embarrassing things.
You know just Chuck E. Cheese tokens. Like, hey, these are mine.
Like, or Roman swipes.
All your
Dave
and Buster's tickets. If you had like crazy dumb money, would you carry like a, like 50 Cent carries like a fold of hundreds? Like just carries $10,000 on him wherever he goes. Would you do that?
Absolutely. I lose my phone and wallet every day.
I wouldn't carry a lot, but I would carry a good amount for like tipping people that like help you out throughout the day. Right.
I like having cash on me.
How fun would it be to just be able to tip hundreds as a rule?
I do that when I'm drunk.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm
really
bad
when he's
drunk.
But
that's like a good, unless you're like totally breaking the bank. That's like a good drunk mistake.
Yeah, I'm like very giving.
I tip a lot when someone recognizes me. Does that ever happen for you?
If that's the only time you do it, that's not
good. I tip a lot.
This is like, please don't talk shit about me. Say we had a good experience.
No, I do. I tip like more like... Like over,
it's okay.
Way
to,
over
it's okay
20.
To tip more. Sure, it sounded like you only tip.
Say you love 2.5 and not unfiltered.
No, we're saying you. Okay, you fucked it. You meant to say you tip more.
I said I tip a lot.
You said you tip when somebody recognizes.
No, I said I tip a lot. I wouldn't say I tip when someone recognizes me. I did not say that. Replay that back. There's no way I would have said that.
That's awesome.
I tip a lot when someone recognizes me.
I have bad ears. I'm sorry. Don't yell.
I tip a lot. I tip every time.
If you're saying if a
waiter
waitress,
is like a big fan.
I thought you meant if you're walking down the street. Can I get a picture? And you're like, here.
No.
That's what it sounded like when you said it.
That's not a tip. You're just giving someone. someone money.
That's a donation.
Yes.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes,
well, you just said
yes.
You give, or you what? You give away money?
Like,
no.
He
no.
gives to...
He, no. When he tips, like, when he's drunk,
like a,
seven people.
Like a valet guy.
Yeah, valet. Like, I'll tip, like, $100 just...
Shit.
When it should have been $15, $20.
Right. If he's on the golf course and, like, the lawnmower guy's going around, he's like, here.
Yeah, and, like, just for fun. Like, drink cart girls, like, I'll tip a lot just because it's, like... You know, it's nice.
Huh?
Oh. I looked right. It's funny that you. I was like one of the first people that you said you tipped.
Like, well, she said on the golf course, and then I'm thinking golf course. I'm like,
wait, there's this restaurant in Florida that
oh
he
my
loves
God.
To go to. It's called Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Twin Peaks. You love Twin Peaks.
I went to Twin Peaks with you guys.
It's like a Hooters.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a Hooters of Florida.
I found that out real quick.
It's Hooters with like plaid skirts.
Sure. Right. Yeah. And
I could see you wanting to tip a lot.
They serve their beer at like 28 degrees. It's like a sushi for $3.
There's a TikTok that I saw of a girl going around to all the Twin Peak employees, and they're going around and they're like, what's the biggest tip you ever received? And they were literally saying $10,000. And
like
I was like,
crazy
that's
tips.
Heath. That's literally Heath.
Like, I ain't no. got it like that.
This is Twin Peaks?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you get it?
Oh my God.
That's what I said, and I've been there.
Do you get it though, Twin Peaks?
Thank you, Matt.
Boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez Louise.
They
how make is this
thousands
okay?
of dollars of worth of tips.
Look up the tilted skirt. Or
no, tilted kilt.
Tilted kilt. What's it called?
The tilted skirt.
It's just,
you're
what's it called?
Sick man.
Oh, the tilted kilt. Sorry.
You sick man.
This place I don't like.
So do you think like all like the Can really pretty girls, like they leave from Hooters and they go to Twin Peaks and then Hooters has like the.
Yeah, I wonder if they like switch.
The you know, the.
They make so much money, like thousands of
I'll
dollars.
I'll be honest, Twin Peaks service, the one I go to, sucks though. It literally is just for the $3 PBR that's this big and it's a slushy. Like right. You can't beat that. $3.
Their beer is ice cold. It's pretty crazy. But $10,000 it?
And the appetizers are actually pretty decent.
Can we go after this?
The Twin
There's
Peaks?
Not one here.
There's not like a Hooter. Well, the Hooters on Hollywood sucks.
That
yeah, no, Hooters.
But it's a limited menu. Like I feel like Twin Peaks yeah. is more of like a... A nuance.
What the hell exactly. is Redneck Heaven?
Redneck Heaven, I've been to. They also have a live minnow shot.
That looks like
Redneck
a rave.
Heaven. Dude,
you keep calm and chav on.
Oh, wait, they're topless.
Yeah, dude. It's,
oh, wow.
They wear nothing at Redneck Heaven. And they have a live minnow shot where you take it, they give you a live minnow and you down
what?
It. And you like take a tequila.
You eat a minnow?
Yes, live.
Heath, we should go here for the podcast, for the experience. Just so
we
can
to
talk
have
about
a story.
Podcast. Yeah.
I remember when I went to sleepaway camp, you had to take a swim test on the first day and I was very overweight. And so you had levels. So it was like, if you were terrible, you were a guppy.
Oh, no.
And then like, it was minnow, fish.
What were you?
Fish, shark. I was a guppy.
Aww.
And I was like, I'm a pretty good swimmer. I think they're just like, they're holding it against me that I'm so overweight. They're like, if like the tide gets crazy, he won't be able to tread water long enough.
These were private conversations that we're having.
By the end, I got to fish.
Oh, nice. That's
I went up to
oh, very good.
Just
thank
broad,
so
just
impressive.
Fish.
I'm really lucky. Yeah, not flying fish. That's crazy. Like, he
Max
ain't flying
is gonna
nowhere.
Be a flying fish.
That's one thing I could never do is tread water.
You wouldn't be a good.
I can't.
Seal.
I can't get the blender with my feet. I just for some reason I cannot get the motion of
Did
it down.
Did you have to do it in school? We had a tread.
Yeah.
Water for a minute.
I was yeah. I was just this.
You right. still can't
I was,
do it?
No.
Really?
So you really
That's
can't
why you
swim.
Don't swim with me.
That means you can't
I'm like,
swim.
Come swim, hang out in the deep end. You're like, I'm
oh,
good.
I'm good.
You can't
I can
swim.
I can forward swim.
Yeah, he's a
I can
good...
I can do the butterfly. I can't get my legs to do it's like the
So if you're like staying
it's,
still in the water.
I don't even think
about
it.
I just do this with my legs. I just go like this.
Oh, you do the jelly.
Yeah.
I just kick out.
Like, yeah.
It's an exercise. It's an exercise though.
I can do kicking. I can stay above water, but doing it for these tests, we had to use like tread water for like 20 minutes.
It was a minute.
It's exhausting.
20 minutes.
Well, this was in middle. It was in middle or high school. We did
our high school. We had to do it for a long time.
Yeah, it got
it was
tiring.
Our water safety class, and we were the
water
environmental
Florida, you're near
science.
Water.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in case you fall into the swamps, you know, because it was all around us.
Oh, did you guys know Brian Lantry?
No,
Brian. No, oh no, we didn't. We did not.
He's from Florida, though, right?
I was like, that name sounds familiar, but he's
it's Laundry. But yeah.
Brian
yeah.
Laundry.
Yeah, no, we didn't know him because he lived. Where did he live again?
I don't even know.
I don't even. Yeah, it's. I think it was way up north where they lived. Or no, was it Tampa? Tampa, maybe.
But
yeah,
he got eaten by the gators, right? Like they found him in a swamp.
No,
no, it was like in a forest. I think it wasn't
oh,
like in the water. Yeah,
it wasn't in the water.
He got ate by gators? Oh, he didn't kill himself?
Let's see.
I don't think they figured out what happened yet. I just think it's still kind
of a little bit of a mystery going on.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to make it? They're going to full, like 100% make a documentary about this.
Oh,
right?
It's done.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the one documentary we watched where the couple would like film everything on Facebook and she was always like filming the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Having, because they used to like make YouTube videos. So yeah. I think having all that footage would make it, you know, fun for the documentary.
Very eerie. The style that we always watch on YouTube was just connected to this murder. It's fucking insane.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine what they're gonna find on like their laptops? Like all the stuff she cut out of the vlogs.
Oh, they'll, if it's deleted, they could still retrieve that.
I don't know. I feel like she's a girl who would be like, I don't want to see that. I'll save it into a file. Like, you know what I mean? Not like, you know what we
would do. I feel like we would do that, but I feel like she, because her computer probably out on the road. The shit would get filled up, the storage.
I don't know. Oh, but God, can you just imagine like all of your like stuff we like deleted?
Just you know what? I guess you're not daisy disking it. So if you don't do that, then it's still somewhere in the computer. If you have to fully remove files.
How do you upload videos when you're traveling?
You got to find some sort of like Starbucks. That's what we had to do.
Okay, what if someone, some divine spirit like opened up a window and was like, okay, like Brian Laundrie or someone like despicable is out there, right? But they haven't committed the crime yet. And they go, Zane, he...
You got to get to him first.
There he is. You got to get him
first. I would do it.
And you got to handle it.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that this guy doesn't hurt anyone.
If it was,
yeah.
If it was a for sure thing and there was no like second guessing that it, maybe he wouldn't do it. If it was like, hey, this guy's going to go kill his wife tomorrow or girlfriend or family, child, whatever. Yeah, I would do it.
Is he armed?
No. But you've watched him now for a few weeks and he like likes to go to Color Me Mine and like do pottery.
Oh, so he's sweet.
He hikes. Eventually he's going to murder. But if, like right now, he's going to CVS and filling his prescription for like Allegra D.
So, and I got to go into the CVS to just stop him?
You know, you can decide where, but like, are you going to get him when he's at Nordstrom Rack, like looking at socks?
I can't contact the authorities in this hypothetical.
No, you got to handle it. Well, what are the authorities going to do? They're going to be like, so one day it's going to happen?
The thing is, it's still going to come bite you in the ass because if you stop it and you kill him, then now you're the murderer. You're going to jail.
Yeah, you're a crazy person.
Okay, what if you wouldn't, there was no repercussion, but you got to handle it.
Yeah, you're saying this like you had to do this and you're trying to convince us, but you had to handle it. You had to handle it.
You had no choice, guys. You had no choice.
It's kind of a suicide mission.
I would trap him somewhere.
Would you handle it?
Yeah.
How would you do it?
I don't know, but maybe I'd figure out a different way.
Come on, wait, where you trap him in a cage?
Maybe like,
I wouldn't, I don't think I could do it in like a violent way. If he was like, you're saying like he was like a hiker and I'd have to like, maybe like trip him off the edge.
No, that's good.
I couldn't like beat somebody over the head.
No, I would lure them in. Like I'd be like, ow, I'm in pain. Can you come help me? And they're like, yeah. And they'd be like, gotcha.
Like, with a butterfly.
Yeah.
No, I would home alone it. Like just
some sort of booby traps.
Hands on strength.
Have y'all seen the new Home Alone movie?
How did I not get asked to be in that?
Dude, it is bad.
Really?
The whole movie is like dark. It's some of the worst lighting I've ever seen.
Is your TV broken?
Can we see the trailer?
I thought something
was
wrong.
Did you turn your brightness up?
Wait, yeah. Max could be a future Max of Home Alone. He's got the hair.
Not on my watch.
You don't want him to be actor?
Nah.
Don't put the volume up.
He's not allowed.
I respect that.
It'll mess him up. Look at me.
We need to watch this.
I just wanted to watch 5 seconds of it. Okay.
But look at the lighting.
Dude, how did... Oh my gosh, what?
Look how dark it is. The whole movie is this dark.
Wait, it looks like a Hallmark movie.
I thought it looked pretty good. I was like,
it's the same producers that made my show.
It's just the movie is very dark.
Was it good?
No.
Really?
It looks like a Lifetime movie.
It does.
But who doesn't love a good Lifetime movie?
I know. Right? Guilty.
Hey.
Josh, we talk about this all the time, but like, why are the cameras so different than what they used to be?
It's video. It's not on film.
They just like, when I watch Drake and Josh, the camera just looks so much better than these like top-notch cameras that I'm seeing today.
It's because they're getting too clear.
Like, you know, their movie's like Goodfellas, and now there's this. Season two of Drake and Josh, now that's filming.
I don't know. There's a better way to say it, but like, I just don't know. Like, I think it's like the lens.
I think it's too clear.
It's too clear. It doesn't feel relatable.
It doesn't feel
Yeah, exactly.
I noticed it when I watched Other Guys for the first time. it hurt my eyes when I was watching it because it was filmed at such a high frame rate that you could like focus on everything in the background too. Like the focal length was super, you know, like deep. So you could just see everything. And it didn't feel natural to the eye and right. just kind of like feel uncomfortable watching it.
I like when you can kind of see the camera moving. Like it's not so steady. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, it's real. It's Why real. Are we watching the Wackness?
Was this on film or digital?
This is a movie I did over 10 years ago. This was on film.
Oh, it was. I love this movie.
What movie?
Great movie, The Wackness.
So good.
The Wackness, 2008.
Matt and I watched it on our way back from Big Bear. He put it on. I was like, what's this? He's like, Josh Peck's in this. I'm like, huh?
Who?
I was like, who's that? We watched it, and I would say that's one of your best movies. It was so fucking good.
I've had underrated. So many people, like lovely people in a nice way, be like, why don't you do more movies like that? I'm like, I'm trying. I want to.
Like you have a choice.
I'm not turning, like, that's what kills me. Like, it's a little bit in like over the last, you know, year or two with comedy, the way it is now. And obviously like you have to be very, you know, you have to walk a fine line if you're a stand up and whatnot, what you can and can't talk about.
Yeah.
And like, when I hear a person go like, is it even okay to be funny right now? I'm like, hold on. like you've got some brilliant special ready to go, but you're just not sure if it's okay to put it out there. Like we're all doing our best to be funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't give me like that. Like if it weren't for the current climate, I'd be, you know,
exactly.
Radio City Music Hall. It's like, nah, bro, you're not holding it back. It either works or it doesn't. Right. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
You're right.
What was your favorite movie that you filmed?
I mean, The Wackness, I was pretty proud of. It was a movie, I did it right after Drake and Josh, and it was the kind of movie that I loved. So it was like this independent movie. I play a drug dealer in 1994 who trades weed for therapy from this like drugged out psychologist. And Method Man's in it, and Mary-Kate Olsen and me.
Crazy cast.
Serban Kingsley.
Good cast.
It's like, yeah, it's a wild cast. So, I mean, I was super proud of it, and I'm trying to think. I did that movie Red Dawn with Chris Hemsworth.
I like that one too.
I played his brother, which I really had no business being in, but hey man, you know my whole filmography? Wow.
The way he turned around.
You know what's funny?
Yes.
You mentioned Hilary Duff earlier and she's in a movie that you've been in before.
You know what's funny is we were in this movie together and we were like 20 years old. And so recently when I worked with her, I was like, hey, remember that movie we made like 14 years ago? She had no recollection of me.
No way.
And I think we didn't really have many scenes together. And I was like, oh, apparently it meant more to me. I don't blame her. Cause like that could totally, cause we have like two scenes together in the movie. They're sort of like, and we weren't like chilling a lot during that time.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny. Yeah. Like in this weird roundabout way, she's like, I'm a big fan of her. She's like good people. Like I think my biggest fear my entire life is to be that like child actor kid.
Yeah.
Never crawl out from that image. And
yeah.
In a certain way at 35, I've sort of made peace with that and also made peace with how much success I've had since then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, so I look up to people like her who I feel like gives child actors a good name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, cause I feel like there are so many of us who like, further the stereotype of like, you're just a burnout.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? But you did, I feel like you've done a really good job keeping up with the times. Like, right. You know what's new and you try to hit those, that market. And like, I feel like that's why you're still fucking doing good now. Like you're yeah. able to like just be with everybody as time goes on. If that makes sense.
I feel lucky. Like I don't like, there was never a moment when we were doing Vines or early on on YouTube where I was like, I thought that what got me excited is when we would come up with a bit and do it.
Yeah.
Or we would, I was like, oh, like this is no different than what you do if it was like a $1 million production. It's just like we're shooting it on a DSLR on like a gross couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and the lighting could be better. Like, but I'm like, the artistry of it, as corny as that sound, is still the same. Like we're trying to beat each other's jokes. We're trying to like elevate the piece. What's the funniest sort of thing? And yeah, I mean, it always made me excited.
Yeah.
Because I'm a musical theater nerd. Like, I sat in black box
theaters. You genuinely,
like,
love that stuff.
Yeah, I sat my whole life, like, being like, okay, here's the premise. You know, and I still go to up until COVID, like, I still went to acting class every week in person.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
wow. Doing, like, scenes from, you know, from Hamlet, being like, okay, let's stretch. Let's see if this works. So it's always, I think, kept me from doing like Dancing with the Stars.
Which is still pretty cool. You would be great.
You would be great. What if you went on Dancing with the Stars though, you'd be better than the pro. Mm.
The thing is, I was just telling Heath this yesterday. I said, I just had the realization that I can never be on Dancing with the Stars because like I'm not a huge celebrity and I'm not a professional ballroom dancer. So I couldn't be either of the two.
Well, you know, it's a long life.
You can still get bigger. You can't. It's still possible.
It's possible, but I don't know.
I don't like I don't understand why they have like they have really good celebrity dancers on already. Like that doesn't make sense to me.
Right. Like JoJo Siwa is great
already. She's a dancer. She's a
pro. I think she's awesome on it. But what? That's not fair.
Is it because she's not a ballroom dancer, so it's okay to have her?
It's very different. Being a dancer, like even if like I went on and I'm a professional dancer, it would be really difficult for me.
It's okay.
You do have an advantage because you can count, you have rhythm, like you have technique, which is like the hardest part. Yeah. But ballroom style is, I've never taken ballroom in my life. I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
I know the difference between the styles, but like I would have to start from the ground up and learn. So it is hard. It's difficult. You have advantages, yes.
So if you both started ballroom dancing, I could be better, better than you?
It would be so challenging for Mariah to do that. You would pick it up in a fucking second.
I feel like it would be like a music competition where you take rappers and then you would have to put them in a yodeling competition. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're still doing like a vocal performance, but it's totally different.
We're gonna do a deep dive into your life. So we're pulling up old Instagram photos, and then you're gonna tell us a little story behind how that picture came about.
Terrifying.
So pull up the first picture.
Ooh.
So we have a picture of Josh Peck in a referee outfit, and we got Lil Romeo with a tank top. They're both in a tub of water.
Soaking wet.
It looks like an award show or something. I don't know.
Good caption though. Lil Asthmatic.
Lil Romeo. Heath liked it.
Shout out to John Coppola for taking this great photo of Lil Romeo.
I love like photos like this where you can just tell that I was too cheap to actually buy the image from Getty Images. The watermark is just right there.
I just want to know why you're in the referee costume. It's a costume, and Lil Romeo is just in what Lil Romeo usually wears.
Can you imagine if he got dunked and then it's just chain turned to like
green? It just rusts.
Fakes over.
This was like the height of Nickelodeon, and like, so when you were on a Nickelodeon show, they would just randomly ask you, they'd be like, so we're doing like the fun sports event, or like we're doing the sports awards.
Was this like the summer swim?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Well, Disney had like
the big help.
The Disney games.
Nickelodeon,
they're like, we'll do a carnival.
And so, yeah, I'm pretty sure that if I remember correctly, Little Romeo was the one in the dunk tank. And then me being the shtick machine, like me having not met my dad and doing anything I can to win anyone's favor and like be like, please come back, dad. Maybe if I'm funny enough, I was like, oh, well, I should throw myself in the dunk tank too. That's comedy gold.
I'm quirky.
Yeah. And not realizing that when water hits clothes, it really like, you know, shrinks to your body.
Well, good thing half of it was black, so you can't see all of it.
I love you're pointing at his face, and he's just pointing like at your gun. No,
he's got a peace sign.
It's covered by the Getty image.
Oh, you're doing a peace sign.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's like a little. Yeah.
It almost looks like a middle finger.
One
the
hand
way you're
in my pocket,
and the other
is doing a peace sign.
Yeah, it's hectic. I needed a haircut badly. Like there's certainly a season of Drake and Josh where you can see where I'm trying to like figure out where I'm at. Like I went from 300 to like 240. So I'm smaller, but not small enough.
Okay.
So you got like a little bit of confidence. You start.
Yeah.
I know.
You got some guns now. Is this like some Turner and Hooch like working out? Like some police academy?
I did it for Turner and Hooch, which was this Disney Plus show I did. I play a U.S. Marshal. And so like, you know, my Scott Turner, and Hooch would have been going after Brian Laundrie. Yeah. I would have found him. Which would have helped because he always has to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I, so they were like, they did the thing where they were like, we would suggest you get into better shape.
Saying it without saying it.
Yeah. So I did. And I just started working out. And the funny part is that like when I told people, oh, I got this great part and now I'm working out for it. And everyone I know who was like an actor would say, oh, when are you going to take steroids?
Is that a normal thing?
I think it's just assumed.
Okay.
Because they
go through transformations like real quick for a role.
Real quick. We don't have to name names, but we all know who they are.
Yeah.
What's been like the craziest ask you've ever gotten to play a role? Put on weight, lose weight.
I just remember
shave your head. Like what?
I've never gotten like I do think about that at times of like what would happen if they said like this is a brilliant part and Spielberg's going to direct it, but we need you to put on 60 pounds.
That's insane.
I'm not sure I could do it.
What's like the limit? Like what's the cutoff of what you wouldn't do for a role?
Five.
I'm
so fragile.
I worked so hard to get here.
So you book roles because of who you are.
Well, maybe it's just the part calls for a dramatic weight gain or like you know, the famous story is Robert De Niro in Raging Bull, right? So he's playing like a boxer who's like at the height of his career. Mm-hmm. And then it ends and like a lot of, you know, guys like that, like starts putting on weight, starts drinking too much. So it's like drama wise, it's like ripe. Because to be going through that on camera of like self-loathing.
Right.
But for it to be believable, you got to put the weight on.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. And that's
what's the fastest, like, how do you put on that weight the fastest? Like, what do you have to do?
I could do that shit real quick.
No, I mean, I know I could eat like honey buns and eat cake, but like, I feel like there's
beer,
there's faster
bread,
ways to do it.
Alcohol.
Just beer, bread, and just like shit, just junk.
There's not like special bars or pills you got to take to gain there faster.
Mean girl bars.
That's what I was thinking. The mean girls. Like, is that real? Like,
that
is there,
exists. Yeah,
that exists. Okay,
but super
like
high calorie.
They're called rations bars. Like, in a bar this big, but it's like, I mean, it's like eating chocolate. It's like 2,000. It's everything you should eat.
Wow.
But like, it's way more fun than just like house a box of Krispy Kreme.
Exactly.
You don't need to do that. How fast do you think everyone here could put on 60 pounds?
How
fast?
Honestly, 2 months.
I'm not answering.
No, a year.
I think Heath is the fastest.
I feel like this side couldn't.
My metabolism is way too fast.
Heath, win first place. I'd win second place. It'd be like a landslide.
Right. I'll have one slip up and I'll gain 5-10 pounds. And it just comes on. So like, cause we got the fat cells, you know, we developed them.
Hey, that's good. We got the fat cells, but it's something.
But you can't get rid of them. They just shrink.
Right.
So it's so easy for like my weight to fluctuate. Like I lose weight really quick, but then I also put it on even faster.
Yeah.
So I no joke think in 2 months I could put on 60 pounds.
I think so too. I think I could maybe do it in 1 month.
Yeah.
Really?
I would do it for like a $10 million gig. You know
Yo,
what
give
mean?
Me
like
a give me a bad roll. Weekend. I'm up 15 pounds. You know what I mean?
Like, put me on a cruise ship and I'll fucking get that shit quick.
Isn't it amazing when you go up, like I can go up 10 pounds in a day.
Yeah.
Huh?
Like just swing. Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, I love that you don't. Yeah. Oh,
must
yeah.
be nice.
You just hop on the scale and you're like, wow, like there's a 2 here.
This hurts.
Yeah. Like, there shouldn't be a 2 as the first number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, no. And oh, what did no. I do? Oh, no. And you just, yeah, it's.
Wow.
It sucks having to eat healthy food. Miserable.
What's your guilty pleasure?
It depends. It depends on mood. Like, I love Chinese food.
Yeah.
Like greasy.
Some Zhongguo Cai.
Yeah.
And I want to have like, I want to do it family style, but I'm a one man family.
Yeah.
So like, I want to order like 8 things.
Because you want the variety.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. Like I love having like a bunch of different options, but then I just end up eating all of it because I was also raised to like finish your plate no matter how full you are.
Right.
Yeah. And I will just be so gluttonous and just go into like a frenzy.
Yeah.
And then I'll just completely like lay still for 12 hours after.
Like the other day I decided, I want to see which one's better, Domino's or Pizza Hut. So I ordered both boxes.
Oh my God.
I ordered both boxes because I was bored. It was a Saturday night. And I ate one. I was like, I ate the other. I was like, Domino's a little better. And I was like, I ate both boxes.
Oh,
I ate both boxes.
Oh my gosh.
Like, let me give you a second chance.
I don't want to judge too quick.
Exactly. And
okay, Domino's, you can try again.
So yeah, it's like just weak.
When I was struggling with money, I like had to pick a job, and I was like, I kind of want to work at a restaurant. So I picked a restaurant that like I knew. Like I wasn't able to like afford every meal of the day. So I was like, okay, I can eat for free at my job. Like what would I want to eat every day? Mm-hmm. And I picked Panda Express because I love Chinese food. So I got to eat it every single day. And that was my like big meal, but I didn't have to pay for it.
I love that.
That's nice.
Oh God, it's so good. It's so good. It's like American Chinese cuisine. It's like Americanized. Oh, yeah. It's not like authentic, but it's so good. I still love it. I ate it every single day and I never got sick of it.
God took his time with Panda. All right, next picture.
Oh,
this one's interesting.
We have Josh with Jennifer Garner at an award show. It looks like you guys are speaking into a microphone.
But she's
you
saying,
wear a graphic tee to an award
It looks like
show.
She's silencing
she's
you.
She's silencing
echo.
You.
It's
yeah.
echo.
Oh, wow.
It's an echo.
Oh, it's an echo. No, It's an echo.
If you see the full body of this outfit, I'm wearing Gerbeau jeans.
No way.
Fuck yeah.
I remember when those were popping.
He was probably wearing like Etnies too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Those are.
I remember when I was 14 and I was a big dude and I never felt comfortable in clothes. And then like I went to a store that was like Pure Players and E-Nice. And like wow. Google Platinum and Echo. And I was like, oh, these are clothes made for me. Like, and for 4 years, like that was all that I wore. Hence the my incredible drip.
Were you silent or were you silenced?
I remember this specifically where like they write you some awful banter for like an award show speech. And I was like, oh, I know. Is she wearing a True Religion jacket? Anyway. And I remember that I improv'd. Like, she's supposed to say, like, something. I don't know what the premise was, except that we're supposed to, like, hold her to task. Like, where we're like, yeah, come on, Jennifer. Like, don't you think this is cool? And she's like, well, I'm not sure. And so I was like, oh, I'm just going to improvise. What's up, Garner? And I said that. Uh-huh. And I remember looking at me like, I'm Jennifer Garner. You're not going to improvise near me.
Oh, man.
Like, and I remember her doing this, and I was like, okay.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
It in an adorable, if you watch the clip, she did it in, a, she's, we actually made a movie together years after, and I never brought up this photo, but I'm like, she's been lovely for a decade.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I saw her at like a little town market one time, like sitting in the back, just like reading. And I was like, oh my God, I just want to go up to her and say hi. But she's reading at a little like market like place. I was like, I can't bug her. But
it's one of those situations where you want to say hi, but you just like, what would you even say?
Yeah, just like a few people. There's a few people I just want to like go and be like, hey, you're beautiful. I love you, by the way.
She's awesome. I remember so we made this movie together and I just had a few scenes in it, but it was an incredible, it was a sick cast. It was her, Al Pacino, Christopher Plummer, like,
wow.
Annette Bening.
Oh, oh.
I love you,
Matt. I have a t-shirt that just says Annette Bening on it.
You get me.
Yeah.
And she was there. And so we went out for this cast dinner. And I was only in like three scenes in the movie, but they were nice enough to invite me. And this was when she was married to Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
So she's like sharing the story. I don't think I'm saying anything out of turn here. She's sharing this adorable story about like, oh, like I love to bake and my kids love it and my husband winds up eating half the tray too. And I wanted to be like, you mean Ben Affleck? I wanted to like, just call him Ben Affleck.
I know, we know.
You're so good at captions.
Whoa, look at this picture.
Oh, wow, what a picture.
That should be in the history books.
Yeah.
That should be framed in a museum.
Okay, so so this is a picture definitely back in the Nickelodeon days. We got Ned's Declassified guy.
Is that Jamie Lynn Spears?
Emma Roberts, Lil Romeo once again, and Josh Peck with the leather jacket.
Oh, man.
When the cool kids let you sit at their table.
Dude.
I'm guessing that happened?
This was like, again, in between waits, on my way to my goal, and I'm wearing a leather jacket. The hair's a little too long. I don't feel comfortable in my own skin, and I'm just there, like, and I'm trying to look cool in the photo, but I don't know if it's working.
Did you guys, like, as like Nickelodeon stars, did y'all watch each other's show? Or was it everyone in their own worlds just like, oh, you know, I don't know. Oh, yeah, Zoe 101, cool, awesome. Seems like it's going well. You guys got another season, but like you didn't watch what everyone else was doing.
It was truly our own bubbles, but even more so, and I think this like trips people out, especially of like the generation, right? Because I'm 35, so I'm like older than you guys. The people in their 20s can't really comprehend the fact that like when we were making the show, no one cared about it.
Yeah.
It was not like, so whenever someone's like, oh, like what was it like having a hit show? And I'm like, you have to understand like 9-year-olds watched it. Mm-hmm. Like, cause I was 16, but that was it.
Yeah.
So, all right.
We make this show and it was so fun and it was so dope that we got to do it. But then you'd go home and like, you'd be a total like civilian, have a normal good life. And it's only been through like reruns and memes and internet culture that now like people sort of revere it and have discovered it. And it's like,
yeah, that's
cool. Because when you're filming it, you don't know it's big. So it's like, there's no like,
you have this, no idea.
And the whole world's going to see this.
And
it's
no
like
social media, right?
Yeah.
So right.
Like, if you were on Stranger Things,
you don't get to see the comments and like the views. You don't.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Like the celebrity, like if you were on the, you know, if you're the original kids from Stranger Things and it premieres on Netflix on a Friday night, by Monday morning, you're a massive star.
It's fucking nuts. Yeah.
Life is changed. This was like, we finished when I was like, by the time we finished the show when I was 19, it was like a small amount of people noticing you. But again, like it was the first generation of fans. So they started at 9 and now they were like 14.
Yeah.
14. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like The Office. Like when The Office was airing on TV, like nobody really knew those people. But now that it's the reruns and it's on Netflix and they're memes and like everybody watches it, when you see them in person, it's like,
oh,
yeah.
We saw Angela a couple nights ago when we were walking to dinner.
Down the block, I heard.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sick.
She should come on.
I know. I was like, Heath, should I just go up to her and just do it? And he's like, I wouldn't do that.
Probably not. So were y'all drinking, though, in this picture? Like,
What was the conversation?
Did y'all
what
served?
Were you guys talking
Did
about?
Did they serve you alcohol? Like, Nickelodeon?
Is it just random that, like, Zane, you're mentioned in this one, Heath was mentioned in the other one? Like,
oh, yeah, us liking it?
That's unbelievable.
Big fans, man. Big fans.
So much love. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if we're... I don't think there were any particular parties where we were, like, you know, drunk.
Yeah.
In 17. I don't think that happened at a sanctioned event.
Who was the biggest partier, though, like behind the scenes in Nickelodeon?
I became a real cliche around like 17, 18, where I was like sowing my wild oats and going out to clubs and just being like a total stereotypical child actor with like just a very little bit of money.
Yeah.
And I did that till 21, and thank God there were no camera phones.
Right.
So I kind of slightly did it in private. Like unless you were at...
That's nice.
Unless you're at this club, you know, Ledoux.
Right.
In like 2007, and you're like, what's... Why is Josh Peck drinking Hypnotic from the bottle?
Hypnotic! No!
Like, I wasn't, you know. So, I mean, I'm sure, I would imagine everyone in that photo certainly.
It looks like a screenshot from, like, filming, because, like, it just looks too perfectly staged.
Like, choreographed, yeah.
Exactly.
It's odd. All
like, girls
nice
laugh
people.
At each other in the back, and boys just, like, look cool.
Yeah.
Fun.
Right. Wow.
Oh,
oh, wow.
This is a big one.
We have Josh with Ariana Grande. Nickelodeon Ariana Grande, it seems like.
This one got David. Oh, my God. David commented that.
How long ago was this?
This was, I think I'm like 22 there. So, yeah, like 12, 13 years ago. I mean,
she was definitely
iPhone 4. iPhone 4, definitely. So, whatever you...
Oh, yeah.
That's you look great here. You look great here, yeah.
Thank you. I just remember, like, she was on Victorious, and that was created by the same guy who created our show. And it was like, it wasn't a thing, like... She had like this incredible voice, but she was like one of many talented people on the show.
Yeah.
She was just like, Ariana specifically, like, I always felt, besides her always being like incredibly like lovely and nice, like, she's like a musical theater kid from Boca, from Florida. Like, and I lived in Boca for years growing up. So I'm like, oh, I know you.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up with kids like you. And her moms were like really nice and took a liking to me and would like randomly invite me out when they'd have like steak dinners.
That's sweet.
So cool. It just was like, and then but you'd hear her sing. And I remember once when I was just dating my wife, Paige was like walking through their house one day. Cause we all went over for dinner one time. And Ariana's just like practicing singing in a bathroom.
Imagine hearing that. Yeah. I don't know what I'd just be like.
Eating your steak. You got to take the potty real quick.
And my wife, Paige, like walks by the bathroom and Ariana goes like, sorry, she's like, sorry. She's like, sorry, it's like the acoustics are really crazy in here.
Was she singing Wicked?
It was just good.
Has she always been soft, like very like, hi, this time
bit.
And now?
I don't think I noticed it much like when we were, you know, first hanging out, but it's just like, there are certain people, it was her, and then when I did Red Dawn, I played Chris Hemsworth's brother, because obviously the casting people for Red Dawn were blind. They were like, oh yeah, we could see this. And Chris had booked Thor, but hadn't done it yet. So this was like the months prior. And you meet someone like him, and this goes for Ariana too. I'm like, you're so nice, you're beautiful, and you're talented. I'm saying this to Chris Hemsworth's face.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, you're not for this world. I'm like, you're not going to be a civilian much longer. Like, you need to elevate.
Wow. That was pretty true. But
yeah, Thor.
Nice.
Like, you need to leave this world and start like only eating caviar. And that happened very quickly after. And like people will ask me, they'll be like, do you keep in touch with Chris? I'm like, come on.
He's a superhero now. Why would I?
Superstar.
He doesn't talk to us little humans anymore.
And I'm sure you would want to talk to me. I'm like, he's too successful. I'm too fragile.
Yeah.
Like I can't help but compare and despair.
I wonder how Liam's doing.
I don't know. He had a big scare with his kale thing or whatever. Kidney stones.
Oh, like, really?
We don't need to talk about it yet.
Right. He overheard a conversation he had at a restaurant. It's like, oh, Matt, this is private.
I love her.
Oh,
she's
Victoria Justice. She's pointing at you.
Finally.
A lot of pointing here.
Like 3 seconds before this photo, you just see me there going like.
That's enough of that.
So you were definitely drinking at this party.
I was. I see Zane and Heath didn't like the photo.
Sorry. This one was like.
I get it.
Very interesting.
Yeah, her too. Like, I'm like, why are you so nice and beautiful and talented? Like, she's just cool. I can only say great things about her.
She had a show that only lasted like one season, and it ended up being like one of my favorite shows. It was called Eye Candy.
Oh,
and it was like basically like her first like or. From what I can remember, her first role breaking out into like a mature, like adult. It was like they had like, it was basically like Tinder dating or whatever, but one of them was like a serial killer.
Yeah.
So she went on Tinder to try to crack the code.
Oh, and, that like, sounds fun.
She would go on all these dates and try to see like who the serial killer was and stuff. And it was insane. I think it was like one or two seasons.
But on what?
Such a good show. It was on TV. Like I would watch it like.
Oh, got it. Okay. I thought it was like a Disney Channel movie or a Disney Channel show. I was like, ooh.
No, she was an adult. Like she was like making out and like having sex.
Oh,
like,
no. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
In my head, Disney Channel, I'm like serial killers. Interesting. They're really.
Wait, that's funny with the peace sign because Heath always does the peace sign.
Oh my
God. And then I just started doing this to him because I'm like, you're 28 now. Like, you don't have to do that.
I just don't know what
it's
to do in pictures.
It's a bad habit. It's a habit, yeah.
Because I feel like if I keep my hands down, then I just look unhappy. Yeah. You know what I mean? When you're just like.
You gotta like.
You know?
Uh-huh. Or you gotta start doing these. Like.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than a thumbs up. So I just.
I'm sorry, like, it's okay.
I've been doing the waves, which is weird. I'm just like. Like it's like almost candid, like you're saying hi to somebody behind the camera, just like
that's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's good though. Yeah.
Yeah,
this is my go-to pose because okay, look how my arm looks there, like not bad, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah kind of like.
I do like here. I don't know how to do it here. This is only for the video portion. Like, but I like tuck in the arm so it's
oh
a little
flex
nails.
A little, push it up against the body.
I feel like you would do
write that.
Write that
down. Write that
and
down.
I don't show teeth because I have an underbite.
Yeah.
And then, like pencil list.
Good. That's good. Wow.
Yeah, it's my go-to.
I love that.
For anyone listening, that was a great bit.
I need to figure my pose out. I still haven't figured it out after all these years.
Wow. Okay, wait, this is the set of Max Keeble's big move, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, after the food fight.
Oh.
The food fight. Oh, was that Oprah?
Yeah, it was a pretty... I remember doing this right after Drake and Josh the first season. And so it was a little like, whoa, you're going to Disney. And like,
oh, wow.
Competition.
And I'm like... Go where the money is.
I'm a freelancer, baby.
Yeah.
And then you also did a movie with her, Snow Day, as well, right? That's the girl from Snow Day.
My first movie, Zena.
Listen to the wind!
Is she still acting? Is she still in stuff today?
I assume so. Yeah, I hope so.
What's her name?
Zena.
Zena.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay. Do you remember the Disney Channel Movie Surfers?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay. Well, and they would like talk about movies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then one of the kids got to go on set for Max Keeble's big move. And then he got to be in the food fight scene.
Right.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. That's.
I just remember that as like a scene in Max Keeble's big move is one of the movie surfers got to have like a line in it.
Oh, wow.
Damn, that's a really cool fucking like.
Yeah.
We should do that for this. And then come on.
Can you get us like just to be an extra in like something you're in?
Yeah.
Just in the background. That's all we're asking,
I want to be an extra. I just want my face to be in the camera for 5 seconds or 1 second just so I can like. Post it.
Pull some strings.
I heard it's so easy to be an extra.
It is.
It can 100% happen.
It's just a long day. It's like you're there all day.
Right.
You just have to do things. We have friends that you can just like go and like get a day rate and just be an extra in whatever it ends up being.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get really good at, I hear extras get yelled at all the time because you have to be an expert at pantomime.
Yeah.
Right? So they'd be like, if you're in the background of a restaurant scene, you have to be there being like,
We did that for a show,
right?
But then, so then they always get yelled at if they like dare make a peep during it, right? Because like you can only hear the actors talking, And then, you know, there's, you know, you get fed, they pay you well, it's a long day. But I will say this, we're all ruined as far as like being entrepreneurial in the way we all are and like doing this and YouTube and like all the social media stuff and all your businesses. When you're sitting on a set, especially if you're like an extra, so there's not a lot to do except like waiting to be told what, you will literally start counting the seconds because you'd be like, I could be making a video right now. Right. I could be starting another company. I could be doing it because it's just like a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like I feel like any of like I obviously for me, like it's the thing I've always done since I was a kid. So it's where my heart is. But I feel like for you guys, if you got called in for a 14-hour day, would it kill you?
I think just as long as
before
for months, not like a one-off. Like you're gonna now be in this movie for the next 3 months.
Before we started Vine, I was an extra in Rock of Ages, and I loved it. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Just being on set, you get to like hang out. But yeah, I thought it was really fun. I think obviously, like doing now what we do.
It'd be a test of patience, for sure.
It would be totally different. But if we didn't do this, I would love to go do that. I thought it was so much fun.
Yeah.
You get good food. You get to go up to like little trucks and stuff.
And he was getting paid good too.
Yeah, it was like 2 months of it. And I was like, this is cool.
Better than working at Baxon every day from 9 to 5. Yeah, so.
Or Twin Peaks. maybe not.
Oh, wow. What in the? What
oh, my it? God.
Oh, I was like, Devin, whose page are you on? This is Josh's page.
It's
like
Dare to Dream.
I can't. I posted this.
For the people listening, this is like a face morph of a Josh's face and Oprah's face.
You want to see what your child would look like. That's almost like psychopath.
This is, like, it is really a creepy. I mean, this is an old post because you have like hashtag happy Friday.
Hashtag yeah. Oprah, hashtag Josh.
How upsetting is it that Oprah doesn't have kids?
I thought of it's that really right when we were talking about her. That was in my head. I didn't want to call her out on not reproducing.
Like,
but
she won't be passed on. You know?
Yeah.
Just a legend. Yeah.
Hey!
Oh,
Hedaya. I remember this thing.
Well, yeah. So tell us a little something about that. How was that experience?
It was really outstanding.
Nice. Okay.
And you didn't hug her, which is good. You did the hover hug.
Well, this is a thing, right? What's it called? The Gap?
The Gap, yeah.
Yeah, The Gap.
My little sister can't touch any other man, so.
It looks like a Gap ad.
It does. It does look like a beautifully diverse ad campaign.
Yeah.
Oh, my hair. Oh. So I went through a really rough hair phase, and I'm only now coming out of it 30 years later.
I didn't mind that hair on you.
That hair is good.
I remember this.
That's what we call it, the Brazilian blowout, guys. Let me tell you what you have to do.
Oh, were you straightening it?
So first you go in, and they put a product in your hair. Then they flat iron. They flat iron it, so they bake it into your hair.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Then they have to give you a blowout like you're a 50s housewife.
Ooh, horrible for your hair.
So like there. And then they flat iron it again to like really set the product.
And then you have to you can't like put water on it for like a few days. Yeah.
And so that's what I was working with. And it just like goes to show, like, embrace who you really are, because that hair is
don't
just
change
not
it.
Working for anyone.
Because obviously people saw like a change in your hair. So were they just like, nice hair, what'd you do to it? Like, would they ask questions or were they kind of just let you?
Yeah, people would call it out. They'd be like, what's going on?
Everything okay?
I'd be like, this is me now. So
is that considered a perm?
Well, I always think of a perm as curly.
Permanent. Well, you could do a perm straight or a perm curly, right?
Right, but that's and I did that for a long time too, which is just like the creamy, like smells terrible, and literally it's so bad for your hair, and it's just like and they comb it through.
Right, right.
I did that every other month for 10 years.
Wow,
oh, man.
Yeah, I was not.
I'm
happy
surprised you have hair on your head.
Yeah,
still.
You have gray hair. Thank for you. All hair. That.
If I did it once, boom, I'd be done. I bleached my hair and dyed it once, and I think that like brought my hairline back more.
That's not real.
That isn't real.
No, that looks fake. It looks like he was photoshopped.
It's a picture of Drake. Oh, because it's Drake and Josh. That's why you did it.
Okay, this might be real. I don't know.
Drake is not that short.
I know where this photo was taken, and it was at in Kansas City at a celebrity basketball tournament.
What?
I know. I got asked to be on celebrity basketball teams for a good 5 years. I was the worst. I think I scored a total of like 4 points in my whole goal. I remember
better than nothing.
The one time that I was in a celebrity basketball game and I got fouled putting up a shot.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, go to the free throw line and put up your shots. The coach goes, sub them out.
No.
I was like, oh.
Did you want to play in those tournaments or did you have to? Because like PR was like, you got to play in these games.
It, you know, you get asked and you get, first of all, you get to go to the cities. You get all this free stuff. It's a great time except for the dumb game. Yeah. And so they're like, and I remember just some like famous ass people like, we played in a league, so this is like a thing that, that exists on Sundays. There was a celebrity league, and it was like eight teams, and you get like full gear, real NBA referees. You play in a beautiful gymnasium, food trucks. And so like most of the teams were either people like me or like the fifth runner-up on Survivor, right? Like that was the level of celebrity. But then like Adam Sandler.
Oh, I heard he balls.
Justin Timberlake.
He still does today.
Yeah. And I think the whole thing got closed down because like homeboy, like fifth runner up on The Voice would like body Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Like, people would like blow out an ACL, like getting like hard fouled by the dude from like a commercial for Cialis. Yeah. And they'd be like, we can't have this anymore.
Yeah. Especially since you know who's watching, you kind of, you want to go a little hard. You want to be the fucking best.
Yeah.
In that. In those games.
So I think
this picture is real.
Unless
his face looks like
it looks photoshopped.
Yeah. But his hand over is pretty convincing. I wait, actually that might not be your face. Do you remember having that shirt?
I have that. I 100% had a Billionaire Boys Club purple purple crew neck sweater.
What if this was just little Romeo, a picture of you, little Romeo, and they just put
you. Oh wait, you know what? I think Drake is actually not that tall.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I older than Drake? Are we the same age?
Might be the same.
Same age, I think.
Because like maybe he just didn't, maybe I went through a growth spurt.
He looks really little in that.
Wait, and this was so old though too.
He's not, because remember that show he was in with Degrassi?
He's
30, Degrassi?
Degrassi.
I'm the same little boy that used to play up on the grass and pocket 20,000 to be any with it.
Really? He's a Scorpio too?
I don't know.
Did you guys just become best friends?
October 24th, 1986?
Yeah.
You definitely had that conversation here.
Both Jewish. We could really,
he's
Jewish. It checks out.
Yeah, Drake's half Jewish.
Oh, okay.
We could really hit it off. Okay, good to know.
Yeah. Perfect.
I got lots.
Repost it.
We might.
This was the worst. Okay.
Oh, what?
Janet Jackson.
I
auditioned for her.
Was this before Nip Slip or after?
This was after, and I remember she was like, "Can I hold down your arm as we walk out?" Like, I don't know if her like shoes were a little, I don't know what. I was like, of course you can, Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
And then Dum Dum Me decides to make a statement suspenders choice. And as we're walking out, it's halfway down my shoulder there. And I'm like, keeping up this suspender.
Oh, next to Janet Jackson.
No.
And I was like, this was a terrible, terrible mistake.
Her bangles are
rookie
getting caught
mistake.
On it.
Is this the Kids' Choice Awards? Or
it was.
So were you
Janet Jackson though? Like the kids are gonna go nuts for Janet Jackson.
Were you standing like that the whole time, or did you have to like awkwardly put it back on your pants?
Oh yeah. If you watch the clip, I had to like re-harness it to my shoulder.
Oh fuck.
It was such a mistake, but. Yeah, Janet was lovely. But to your point, like, there've certainly, I think I've always had a slight resentment against Nickelodeon that they never asked me to host the Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah, that is surprising.
That is.
And they'll be like, oh, like, isn't it awesome? We got, I don't know. Like, because you'll get people like John Cena where I'm like, yeah, everyone loves John Cena.
Yeah, but you right. can't see him.
Very good, Mariah.
But like, they'll get certain grown-ups where I'll be like, kids don't care about him.
Yeah.
Never.
Huh. I was John Cena once for Halloween.
Oh, how were you John Cena for Halloween?
Because I'm a girl. I can't be him.
I'm just like, what? Like, were you wearing muscles? What was it?
No, it was when it was like the 2000s. So I had like the jean shorts, the big jean shorts that go below my knee. Mm-hmm. And then I had like this, I went to Home Depot and got like this giant chain and lock that he used to wear. And then I put on like a guinea tee. And then like I had the sideways hat. Like I looked like.
Oh, that. I thought you had like the blow up like.
Like SpongeBob
arms. Yeah.
Wow. Man,
Dave Chappelle.
I've had quite the career.
Wait, who is that?
Yeah. Looking back,
Chappelle.
I've had quite the life.
That's Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you look so cute. Oh my gosh, you look like Max.
Dave Chappelle is sitting at a piano. You're next to him. And who's the little girl?
Tavia. She was my friend from we did this show every morning or like every couple weeks. It was called Fox After Breakfast.
Okay.
And it was when I was living in New York and they would bring like kids on to talk about like kids stuff.
Yeah.
So we'd be like, this new, you know, these Dunkaroos are the bomb. Or like, this is the new movie we're into. Aww. And I'll never forget, I was doing stand-up comedy at that age because I was overweight and never met my dad. And And it was like, oh, it's the only thing that'll give me confidence. So I'm 10-year-old stand up and I like look and they like say, oh, you know, Dave, Josh does stand up too. And I was like, yeah, we're stand up buddies. And Dave goes, all right. Just dabs me up and I'm like, thank you for being so kind, Dave Chappelle.
That's
Chabelle.
Really cool.
That's awesome, man.
I love the little Halloween vest you have.
Yeah, it's, I love that.
Really adorable.
On Christmas?
Vests were sort of my look at that time. But yeah, look how young Dave Chappelle looks.
I didn't even recognize him. That's crazy.
Just a kid.
That's iconic.
This is weird. This has been great. What a dive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you like, because I've heard a lot of people that were, you know, child stars, they look back at their careers and they don't remember filming any of the shows. Like they have a hard time being like, okay, yeah, I was in this.
That's
like
so crazy.
When you see something like this.
That's the drugs.
Is that what?
at the time.
I remember that. I remember it all.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
That's great.
Frankie Muniz is the one who doesn't remember.
I know, yeah. He doesn't have any recollection.
I think that was because of an injury he had.
That's
right?
Oh,
didn't he have like
really?
A head injury?
Oh wow.
I don't know. There's something that happened.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
He lives in Phoenix now.
Really?
Just fun fact about
Frankie.
He races cars and stuff, right? Isn't he really into cars?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like the show or movie? Was it in the show or the movie where he's racing in those in that car?
Oh, a Miracle in Lane too.
Miracle in Lane,
the soapbox derby. Because he's like in a wheelchair and that's his like one activity.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Oh, and then in the movie though he has like a something wrong with his head or whatever.
Oh, really?
And he like passes out.
I have so much respect for people who start acting young and are able to get out if they want to. If they're like, because to me, I feel like it's so hard on the old ego to like. Walk away and then you become like a real estate agent in Dallas. And they're like, you're never, no matter how many houses you sell, you're always going to be the guy from that show who's now a real estate agent.
Yeah.
And a lot of people
is that
can't.
Good or bad?
I guess it just depends on who you are. Like, but like if Frankie's living in Phoenix racing cars and like, I don't need to audition anymore. I'm like, good for you.
Yeah.
Get
live
out.
Your best cool. life.
Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is a vet. A farm vet.
Yeah.
No,
that's
no
really way.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who are some other stars?
Oh, I was looking up the kid who was in the Santa Claus movie. Mm. Him. I looked up the other day and he has a girlfriend. I think he does some like behind the scenes production stuff, but it's just so wild. Like looking at his account and him being like next to a massive like poster of the Santa Claus. And it's just like, that was you.
Like as soon as you see someone on TV, you just imagine their whole life is this crazy, like on camera at all times life.
Like we were at Mrs. Robinson's the other night and Beans was there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We're just like hanging out with him the whole night. Sweetest dude. And I was just like, this is so cool. You're Beans.
I don't think he wants to hear that.
He was like, that's Beans. I was like, Heath, I don't think that's me. He just really looks at him. There's no way that's Beans. He's like, no, it's Beans. I met him the other night. I was like, oh my God.
Dude, me and Beans are on a first name basis. The Olsen twins are billionaires.
Are they really?
They're crazy. They're in the fashion industry now. Like they're like... They've been doing the thing.
Wow. I remember when it was like when Fuller House came back and it was like sort of a big thing on the news of like, oh, like they were the only part of that show that didn't come back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, neither would I.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry.
You don't even remember.
Yeah, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Being a mogul.
Yeah.
Wait, you
take like a lot.
Wait, you were, isn't Mary-Kate Olsen was in The Wackness, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did y'all like smoke weed together in the movie?
We did.
Did you smoke weed behind the scene with Mary-Kate Olsen?
I didn't, but I asked her on a date.
Oh. While filming or was this after? Or after you were done?
Not really. Okay, so here's the story. We're filming, it's an all-night shoot. And like in the scene, she like kind of has to be like flirtatious with me and whatnot. But it's like, I'm smart enough to like not get that confused. I'm like, maybe she's...
You sure?
No, I think she really likes me.
I'm like, maybe she's just a good actor. So, you know, I remember this dude, Marcus, who was one of the ADs. I'm like sitting, it's like 2 a.m. And he's like, bro, Mary Kate, I feel like she kind of likes you, bro. And I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think I have anything to offer Mary Kate Olsen. He's like, bro, you're not the character in the movie, bro. You're Josh Beck, star of the movie. He's like, go get her a hot chocolate.
He was trying to hype you up. He was trying to hype you up to get more, to get better scenes from you.
Oh, that's hysterical.
So I'm like, okay. So I go get her hot chocolate and I like knock on her trailer door and I was like, hey, I just got you a hot chocolate if you want it. Like, I don't know.
Oh my God.
She was like, oh, thank you. Do you want to like come in and, and hang out?
He was right.
I was like, I would love to, Mary Kate. Thank you so much. So we're like talking about our weekend, like what we're going to do. And she's like, oh, I might go to the Hamptons and like go see James Taylor perform. And I'm like, cool. I might go to like Queens with my friend and smoke a blunt in his basement. I'm like, we live a very different life. And so then we're like finished. So we finished filming that night and it's like 5 a.m. We're all saying goodbye. And she's like being sort of like taken to her SUV. And I was like, oh, this was so great. I was like, we should hang out sometime. And she was like, yeah, well, I'll get your number. And she's jumped in her car and closed the door.
Oh, no.
I'll get your number.
Well, that was back at, you know, phones weren't working all the time.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
It was a different time.
I had nothing to offer Mary Kate. And I knew that. And I was like, Mary, she was so lovely about it. And I was like, thank you.
Oh, that's funny. That's good.
That's really funny.
I knew it.
That was the last day of set?
That was her last day of filming. Okay. I just was like.
Well, you didn't know. Reason. She actually you got to see her the next day.
And for that gotcha reason, girl. I'm out.
Right in the SUV.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah, that's.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Good. We're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
That was funny.
That was awesome.
Wow,
that was so fun.
Anything you need to get off your chest? No.
Anything you need to address?
I don't know.
I feel great about. I'm so glad that Vinny Guadarino, the Keto Guido is here to say goodbye to the end of the episode.
Did you steal my shirt? Because I have that too.
Do you?
Yeah, it's All missing Saints. Though.
It's a great shirt. Thank you.
Of course, man. Thank
you. Gave me that shirt.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you were cleaning out your closet one time and you let me have it?
Oh, sorry.
And I think I may
find out the truth next episode.
Oh, sorry. Wait. So, what are you working on right now? Anything you want to plug?
Oh, yeah. Anyone plug?
How I Met Your Father comes out in January.
Cool. Where?
On Hulu.
On Hulu. All right.
And the Male Models podcast now only on Spotify.
Exclusively on Spotify.
And hopefully on Apple one day.
Awesome. So cool.
Check it out. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much.
Love you, buddy.
This was awesome.
You've satisfied my little childhood heart.
Thank you, baby.
Satisfied.
All right. You want to close us out, Heath?
Yeah. All right, guys. So that's it for the episode. Make sure to get your coffee at cremotacoffee.com.
All flavors still available.
We also got our Patreon. If you want to check that out, come hang with us, see some exclusive content, chat with us on the Discord.
Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Toodles. Toodles.
Toodles.
Just this clip of me out there. Toodles. Are you kidding me? Like, what is it? Toodles.
What the hell was that back there, Matt?